The government of Barbados anticipates that by February of next year, Barbadians will see a speeding up of online payments through the introduction of what's called automated clearinghouse payments. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, says it is something he raised with financial houses as far back as 2019.
I urge Barbadians and business people to be able to help us to be able to adopt these technologies so that we're able to pay digitally, save time with respect to processing of payments right across the economy, such that the cost of doing business can be reduced significantly in 2023. And we believe that that intervention, whilst it is will take root from February of 2023, we believe that that very critical reform exercise, which will now democratize the entire payment system. In the past, the payment systems were managed and owned exclusively by the five commercial banks. You will now have an ecosystem within which players will operate, and therefore competition, which is always healthy, is important, which will be able to open up opportunities for many businesses in Barbados to be able not just to pay, but to be able to have access to e-commerce solutions, which would allow them to be able to trade globally. And we believe that that, coupled with the very strong export thrust that Export Barbados is leading, we hope that we will see significant dividends with respect to that specific set of reforms, so that we can literally move the economy from what it has been in terms of the printing of checks and the circulation of cash in a significant way onto a digital platform, so that whether you're a small business, a medium-sized business, or a large business for that matter, that you will be able to have a better chance of being able to record your financial statements in a much easier way, which would allow businesses then to be able to access finance in a much more affordable and easier way, given the introduction of the Fair Credit Reporting Bill. So we are confident that with those sets of reforms, and notwithstanding some of the international challenges, that we will be in a position to be able to drive growth domestically by being able to improve the efficiency within right across the system. A government is working hard itself to be able to digitize as much of its processes by the middle of next year, such that the regular humbugs with respect to paying government should come to an end, and therefore we will be able to see less lines, provided that people cooperate with respect to onboarding with their financial institutions and being able to pay. And therefore, I believe very strongly that if we do this, that not only will your customer service improve, but it means that your time that you spend obviously queuing in a line, whether it's to pay government or to pay the private sector, that we can now move the economy onto a different level and therefore be able to do business far easier than we have been seeing before. So I really want to urge Barbadians to be able to get on board with respect to that initiative. There are going to be multiplicity of options available to you, and therefore there is no specific intervention that you need to do, whether you're comfortable with paying with your mobile phone or QR code with your coconut vendor and those in the informal sector. It also provides a measure of security, which I think is important in these times with respect to being able to having worked hard all day to ensure that businesses will be able to have much secure footing with respect to the management of their resources. And therefore, I urge all Barbadians to be able to come on board. The central bank certainly will roll out its communication campaign more aggressively, and we'll be able to, early in the new year, appoint the Payments Council to be able to oversee the transition with respect to these matters. Now,
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.